AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A treacherous Christmas weather-wise in California. Julie Walker has the outlook.
In Southern California, dangerous flash flooding, warnings of mud and debris slides, and even tornado watches are in effect following a winter storm that's bringing up to 10 inches of rainfall in some areas and 80-mile-per-hour winds in the mountains. Meteorologist Joe Sirard with the National Weather Service in L.A.
Folks are near the foothills and especially near the burn areas. A lot of folks have evacuated, and if anybody's there, there's still a danger of some mudslides, mud flows, which could impact homes. It could be a life-threatening.
Meanwhile, at least one person had to be rescued by L.A. firefighters from a drainage tunnel, and there were reports of lots of people getting stuck in their cars on roadways. I'm Julie Walker.
An investigation's ongoing into the cause of Tuesday's explosion at a nursing home in Bristol Township, Pennsylvania. Two people were killed, but Police Chief Charles Winnick says searchers accounted for everyone considered missing.
I've never seen such heroism. They were running into a building that I could, from 50 feet away, can still smell gas and walls that looked like they were going to fall down. And they were still going in the building to recover people. They couldn't walk. They were in wheelchairs. Some people couldn't talk.
The Justice Department says it could take a few more weeks to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files. It says federal prosecutors in Manhattan and the FBI have uncovered over a million more documents. Congress had set a December 19th deadline. And Bethlehem's Manger Square is again seeing crowds and celebrations this Christmas. They've been subdued the past 2 years because of the war in Gaza. This is AP News. Jobless claims fell last week and remain at historically healthy levels. Mortgage rates ticked down again, a 30-year now averaging 6.18%. And Lisa Dwyer on a New York City holiday tradition.
Hundreds gathered in New York City to ice skate at a rink inside of one of the city's most iconic parks. New York City resident Tina Goody took her grandchildren to Bryant Park's 1,700-square-foot ice skating rink to celebrate Christmas.
We live in a neighborhood. And it's just Christmassy. This is what you do with Christmas time with your children. It's such a joy for all of us.
12-year-old Emma O'Leary is visiting New York with her family for the holidays. The Ireland native said skating at the park made her feel magical.
This place makes me feel like I'm really in like a Christmas movie type of thing. And it's really like magical to be here because I've seen all these type of movies.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.